Video: activists march in crime-ridden Chicago to protest Trump sending National Guard, resist fascism. By Amy Furr on September 2, 2025. Protesters hit the streets near downtown Chicago on Labor Day during anti-Trump workers over billionaires marches reportedly led by the Chicago Teachers Union. The Monday demonstrations came as President Donald Trump has said the Democrat-run city may soon see National Guard troops and federal immigration agents arrive to help curb the city's crime and illegal immigration problems, Reuters reported. The outlet said thousands of people joined the protests, but noted that organizers estimated 5,000 to 10,000 people were in attendance, though Reuters was not immediately able to verify the size with city officials. Video footage shows a portion of the crowd. Protesters said they were concerned by Trump's threat to send out the National Guard and additional ICE agents, the report stated. There were nearly 1,000 similar workers over billionaires demonstrations planned across the nation on Labor Day prior to the president saying there would be a crackdown on crime in major cities, MSNBC reported Monday. The outlet noted the group leading the rally was the Chicago Teachers Union. Video footage shows people holding signs that read, "Shut down ICE. No military occupation. And resist fascism." Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, D., has threatened President Trump over possibly sending the National Guard to Chicago, and Mayor Brandon Johnson, D., claimed that if Trump sent them, neighbors would rise up against tyranny, Breitbart News reported Thursday. While leftists pushed back against the Trump administration's law enforcement efforts, the outlet said Monday that at least 53 people were shot and 5 of them died in Chicago over Labor Day weekend. In a social media post on Tuesday, Trump wrote, "At least 54 people were shot in Chicago over the weekend, 8 people were killed. The last two weekends were similar. Chicago is the worst and most dangerous city in the world, by far. Pritzker needs help badly, he just doesn't know it yet. I will solve the crime problem fast, just like I did in D.C. Chicago will be safe again, and soon. Make America great again." He later wrote, "Chicago is the murder capital of the world.